Now, limbering up his vocal cords, please welcome Mr. Mitch Benn.
See, on a related topic, there was actually a genuinely significant scientific breakthrough this week, which got, in my opinion, rather less coverage than it deserved. I don't know, maybe the news media thought it was far too complex for the general public to worry their pretty little heads about. Well, I have more faith in my audience than that, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm going to try and break it down for you now. If I can just screw my Professor Brian Cox head on. That's better, there we go. Quantum mechanics, a fascinating field, subatomic interactions that may not be revealed through science as we commonly understand it. It operates to a different standard. Take light, it's a wave and a particle, but just how much of each is kind of article, since the part we call a particle may not be the genuine article. See, according to the principles of Heisenberg, observing light particles doesn't work, since the act of observing makes them swerve and changes the nature. It's bound to frustrate you. It can fry your brain, it can blow your mind, but I'll try to explain. Get with the beat of the place where physics and philosophy meet. Universe shrinking calls for a whole new level of thinking. Things that may be and may not be as well simultaneously. See, a team at the University of Toronto had an idea, and by heck, they're onto something. They called it weak measurement. They studied the momentum of photons that went through a sliver of calcite and made observations, not of the photons, but their deviations. Eureka! Another piece falls into place of the unsolved disco of time and space. This or trajectories along which light waves whiz is light a particle.
Yes, it is!
A victory for visionary physicists. Nice one, lads. Now go out and get pissed. You're looking astounded, but it's easy once you've gotten your head around it.
Quantum mechanics.
Intellectual giants forging ahead with a new kind of science.
Quantum mechanics.
Getting on down with subatomic particles bouncing around.
Quantum mechanics.
It's awesomely groovy and has nothing to do with that James Bond movie, which was frankly quite disappointing, and I don't even know why they called it that, except, well, that was the title of an original short story, but it had nothing to do with the short story, so I don't really know why they bothered, actually.